Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. One of the things that I know is true is that we are a people that love to keep score. I mean, we really do. We love to keep score. And the statistics and metrics seem to be what drives the world today. I mean, I honestly can recall when I was healthy, keeping metrics on everything. And now, like right now, I'm trying to work on getting healthier again without doing the whole crash diet stupidity. So I'm a little driven by metrics right now myself. As I lead a church, a nonprofit, a few podcasts and some writing, I'm driven by metrics. I'm driven by statistics. I like to see, is what I write and what I say, does anybody care, or are they listening? Those numbers, if we're not careful, those things can define our value. You know, character is a nice bonus, but performance in much of America is king. I honestly will never forget reading a story about the Northwestern University football coach, Pat Fitzgerald, who I love his style of coaching, but it made a big impact. I read it also in a recent article written by Dave Burchett, but Coach Fitzgerald had a really interesting philosophy. Coaches often talk about the need to reduce missed tackles, and they keep track of every miscue. But Coach Fitzgerald's staff doesn't keep track of missed tackles at all. The staff evaluates each play by their effort, even if it doesn't produce perfect results. His next comment is what hit me and apparently hit Dave as well. I don't like to put negative results in my players' minds because you become what you think about. I've recently been on a tear with my staff and saying that the end results are awesome, but how we get there matter more than ever. I think Jesus looked at life that way. It's profound that when we begin to think that the end really doesn't always justify the means, that how we engage with people makes a difference. If we're not careful, we'll keep spiritual statistics and church number statistics on the failure mode, and we wind up beating ourselves up over missed opportunities, and before long, we'll completely forget what matters. You sinned. You could do better. You should pray more. You should study more scripture. You should be more forgiving. You should be less angry. You should be less frustrated. You should carry less anxiety. You should be more loving. I mean, we really, really try to do all those things, but the bad stats overwhelm and discourage us, and we do sin. We don't always forgive. We do get frustrated. We do carry with us anxiety and angst, and we don't study and pray as we all think and know we should. But the net result of that is being frustrated and experiencing spiritual fatigue, or as my friend and therapist Julie would say, then we are engaging in something that is absolutely life-threatening, which is spiritual bypassing, rather than just simply addressing the issue of how we do something, we will rush to assume the negative part of all those things we don't do. Well, my friend, I believe there's much for us to learn about the writer of Hebrews saying to us, let's strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. Even though it sounds like a daunting and even impossible task, the author of Hebrews sums up exactly what it means in Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. So today, be sure you're counting the right things. God bless you, my friend, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. And by the way, if you haven't already, make sure you jump over to the Positive Talk podcast and check out the once a week, every Thursday morning, where Julie Homrich and I take faith and integrate it so beautifully with psychology. Because finding help is difficult enough. Being able to receive it just shouldn't be that hard. God bless you, friend, and thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.